We're going to be over 1 Corinthians 9 chapter, beginning with the 24th verse. 1 Corinthians 9, 24. Anyone who has ever trained for any kind of a sporting activity knows you just don't go out and run in a marathon without training for it, right? You don't play basketball, you don't play football, you don't play baseball, you don't play any of the sporting events without somehow getting yourself into shape and getting prepared. You know what? Like this says, practice, practice, practice. And you know the old saying, what? That practice makes what? It makes perfect. Exactly. That's what it says. That's what it says. The guys I know at work that run the half marathon, this is what they do in a week. Those guys, they work their 10-hour shifts up there. Then they'll go after work 3, 4, 5 days a week and run 6 to 10 miles. And I'm thinking, how in the world are you doing this? You know? But they do it. And then as they get closer to the half marathon, they'll step it up to where they'll run 13 miles. To where they can get themselves in shape, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, man, how in the world physically do, but they do it. And you see, you know, they know what it takes to try to get yourselves in shape to do that race. Do they win it? No way. They don't even come close. After all that right here, they may finish halfway in the pack, but they still don't even come close to winning it. But still, they know what it takes to run that race. And you know what? I want to tell you this too right here, Mike. With that in mind, Paul's telling us how to run the race of a Christian. He's telling us in these verses of Scripture. And I want to get into that here. Well, let's read it. Go over it. In 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperance in all things. Now that they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Amen? The stuff that these people went out here, even at these marathons and stuff, it's going to fade away one of these days, right? But praise God, what we have, what we're going to get one of these days, man can't touch it. They can't take it away from it. Praise God. And we're going to have something that will last in eternity. Amen? We will do that. But it says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest it by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't want to be no castaway. I want to preach God's word, uneven. I want to preach it the way that God wants me to preach it. I don't want to stand before Him one of these days and hear Him say, depart from me. I want to hear Him say, welcome home, thou good and faithful servant. I want to hear that. And I know that you do also. That's why it's important that you and I run this race that we're in. We run it to the best of our ability. Amen? We should do that. And praise God. Let us have a word of prayer, then I'll get into the message here. Father, as we come, Lord, I want to thank you for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk this evening, Lord. You know, Father, I want to thank you for your grace. I want to thank you for that grace, Lord, that you bestow upon each and every one of us, Lord. And Father, I praise you for that. And Lord, that whenever, Lord Jesus, we fall on our faces, we can come back to you, Lord, and you will pick us up and draw us close. And I want to praise you for that. And thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, Father, this evening that, Lord, that we could run our race in the exact way that you'd have us to do, Lord. And we'll give you the praise for it all. Amen. Amen. You know, the first thing I want to talk about is training. And we know that everyone who competes in a race needs to train properly, right? All of us need to be a successful athlete in anything that we may do. You must have a strict workout program. Do you not? Well, I've seen it. Whenever I used to play sports and whenever I was in high school, we had to lift weights, we had to run, we had to do all the things to try to be competitive. That's how we had to do it. Anything less will not do it. Anything less will not do it. If you would just lay around all summer long and didn't work out in this day and age we live in and then tried to go out and play sports or football or whatever it may be, it isn't going to work, is it not? Any of you know that? Anything less than your best will not do. How you train can decide in the factors in how you compete, right? How you train. If you barely train and skip practice or even halfway practice, I'll tell you, your success rate for being successful is going to drop off immensely. It will do that. 1 Corinthians 9:26 tells us, and I'm going to read that again. It says, I therefore so run not as uncertainty, but so fight I not as one that beateth the air. Listen to me. You know, if we're going to receive the prize, we're going to have to understand, brothers and sisters, just exactly what we're going. He's telling us to run this race with a definite aim in mind, what he's trying to tell us, right? I want to tell you something. Whenever I got saved and the Lord come into my heart, praise God, He gave me a certainty of what I was working for. And I know He has for you also. You know, whenever He saved me, I'll tell you what, praise God, I looked up and I started reading the Word of God and I found out what I could attain one day. And praise God, I knew what I was working for. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, I've got a heaven to gain. I've got a hell to shun. I know that I had lost in my family that needed to be saved. And you know what? I knew what I was working for. Paul's telling them, he said, listen, you have something to work for. And if you do not work for it properly, you're the one that's going to be out. You're the one that's not going to gain. I'll tell you, Jordan can tell you, he played football this year. If he had just laid around all summer and not worked out and not done anything, listen, what kind of a deal would it have been when you got out on the practice field? You'd have probably been pushed all over the place. But praise God, we know that this thing that we're working for here, if we keep our hand in God's hand, I want you to know, praise God, we cannot be pushed around. The devil has no power over us, right? He doesn't. Praise God. We are to run this race not knowing why. We're supposed to know why we're running this race, right? Who we're running it for? Why we're running it for? We need to know this. We need to understand that this thing's beyond you and I. It's because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we do what we do. Praise God. Philippians 3:10-14 tells us, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto death. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, we have a prize waiting for us at the end of this race. Praise God, that goes beyond anything that we can imagine, right? Praise God, we do. We've got something that we're striving for. And you know what? Yeah, if I could run a race and win the prize, you know what? After a while, that thing's going to deteriorate. After a while, the money that I win is going to be gone. After a while, all the things that you work for, they'll be gone. People won't forget about it. But praise God, whenever we reach the goal that Jesus Christ has set for us, we'll have an eternity there to enjoy it. Amen? The believer who runs well should make Jesus the sole desire of his heart. That's what the person of it, that should be our whole desire. Where all that we do is for the glory of God in the name of His Son, Jesus. Praise God. We will all have a full reward the day that they pass out those crowns one day. Hey, right? Really not? One of these days when we stand, this Bible says we'll all stand before the Lord one of these days. We all will. We're going to give an account for the deeds done. And whenever we do that, whenever we stand before Him, praise God, we will, one of these days, we will receive that crown and all the rewards that are in it if we stand and stay faithful. Amen? Praise God, we can do that if we reach and obtain the goal. Also in verse 26, it tells us, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. And what Paul was saying there, he was speaking of a spiritual boxing match with the devil, what he was talking about. You know what? Everyone that's sitting in the sound of my voice this evening, you are going to have a spiritual boxing match with the devil in your lifetime. And all his minions, and all of, you'll face it one of these days. You will have it. And you know what Paul's telling us? He said, just don't box. You ever know anybody that's ever boxed? You know what? They just don't go out there and just start throwing punches wildly, do they? Because if they do, they're going to wear out fast. Paul's telling us, he said, don't just throw your punches in the air. Make sure that your punches count, right? Make sure that it is. When you're dealing with an enemy like the devil, he's saying make sure that every punch that you throw counts. Praise God. Anyone who has ever boxed will tell you that. Hebrews 12:1 tells us, wherefore, seeing we also are compressed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Patience. Patience, patience in this race that we're in. Brother, if we want to be a winner, we need to have patience. I'm reminded of the story of the rabbit and the tortoise. You know the story? You know the rabbit would brag and say, listen, you know what? I can beat you and I can do this and I can do that. But you know what? The tortoise just kept going along real slow, real steady. And eventually the tortoise won because he was studying. He would, listen, brothers and sisters, as Christians, when we're running this race, we need to stay studying. We need to stay in the race. We need to keep going. We may start out like a jackrabbit and then end up being real slow as a tortoise. But you know what? This is long if we stay, long if we keep on going, right? As long as we do it. The praise God will never, never have. Just like working out. Working out's tough to do. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is tough to do. To get started, it takes commitment. That's why I believe sometimes when you're working out in his physical body, sometimes you need a workout partner, right? You need one. Me and Tink just joined up for Planet Fitness, and she takes me as her workout buddy. We go up there, and I'm her workout buddy. We go up there, and you know, Tink actually has that membership, so I do that. And we go up there, and we work out once in a while. I'm not saying we're going to be any muscle bound or anything like that, but we try. But anyway, I believe as Christian brothers and sisters, you know what? We need the same kind of workout buddy when it comes to being Christians, right? We need pals that we can lean on. We need somebody that will encourage us and help us. Listen, you know what? You know, we need to go work out tonight. And you know what? She said, let's go and I'll meet you there, wherever. You know, it's the same way as being a Christian. You know, there's times when we need to talk to people and they'll encourage us. Proverbs 27:17 tells us, it says, arm sharpeneth arm, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Praise God. You know what he's trying to tell us? One person can help another person stay stronger and stay committed, right? That's why it says that. That's why I tell you that this evening. Whenever it comes down to our Christian race, this race we're in, praise God, I thank God for you people in here tonight. I thank it for you. That if I called you and I had a need and problem in my life, I believe if I called you, you would pray for me. You would talk to me. You would try to encourage me and help me. And you know what? I would do the same with you. Amen? Well, I would do the same for you. That's why it's important for us Christians to flex our muscles, our Christian muscles, right? It's important for us to. One more thing about working out. It's hard to get started. But sometimes after you get started, it's kind of hard not to do it after that, right? You get kind of committed to it. You don't want to quit because it makes you feel bad when you do. You know, it makes you feel that way. And you don't want to quit. And you know what? It's the same thing. It's a habit we get into, right? It's a habit we get into. When we get into that habit of working out, it makes us want to do it. Well, I want to tell you something. If we get into the habit of reading our Bibles, if we get into the habit of going to church, if we get into the habit of praying on a regular basis, and sometimes it's hard to get started doing that, but I want to tell you something this evening. When you do it, praise God, you get into that habit. Whenever it comes time to do it, you'll want to do it. And if you miss it, you will feel bad when you miss it. You will do that. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you something else that's important when we're running this race. It's the diet that we put into these old bodies, right? I knew when I was younger, I could eat anything I wanted, and I never put on 1 pound. I was so proud of myself. I could eat 2 Big Macs. I could eat, swallow down the biggest Coke I could drink. And I could do it. And I never put on a pound. Well, you know, lo and behold, I woke up one day and I was well over 200 pounds. I didn't have no energy. And you know what? I told myself I had to lose some weight. And eventually I did. I lost weight. I did do that. And I felt better. But I'll tell you this. It's the same thing as a Christian when we're doing this race down here. What you put into this body, what you put into it affects the way that this Christian life is, does it not? It affects it. I don't care what people want to say. You know what? And I say this, I know you get tired of hearing me say it, but junk in and junk out. It's just that simple. It's just that plain. It's just the way that it is. And if we're not careful, what we're putting in here, I'll tell you, stuff will come out one of these days that's not very good. It'll do that. And that's the way, 1 Timothy 4:18, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of life that now is and that which is to come. Listen to me. Brothers and sisters, I know bodily exercise doesn't do anything for the soul. It doesn't do anything for the soul. But praise God, whenever we exercise His Spirit within us, whenever we do what God wants us to do, we read His Word, I'll tell you, we can be the Christian examples that He wants us to be. Amen? Diet's very important. What we put in, do we put the Word of God in here? Do we put good Christian music in here? Do we put the testimony of good friends in here? Do we put all this into this body of ours to where we can grow spiritually? Praise God. What do? You don't feed your kids junk whenever they were younger. You didn't just feed them junk all the time. Did you not? You wanted to give them the best stuff to help them to do what? To grow strong. Amen? You know what? God's telling us as His children, I want the best for you. I want the best for you to grow strong. I want the best that you can be what you have you to be. I wrote down this little thing I read on the internet. God populated the earth with broccoli and cauliflower and spinach and green and yellow vegetables of all kinds so man and woman would live long and healthy lives. And Satan created hamburger restaurants. And hamburger restaurants brought forth, I thought this was neat, brought forth 99-cent double cheeseburgers. And Satan said to man, "You want fries with that?" And man said, "Supersize them." And man gained pounds. And God created the healthful yogurt that women might eat. It might keep her figures that men find so fair. And Satan froze the yogurt, and he brought forth chocolate, nuts, and brightly colored sprinkled candies to put on the yogurt, and women gained pounds. And God said, "Try my crispy fresh salad." And Satan brought forth creamy dressings, bacon bits, shredded cheese, and there was ice cream for dessert, and women gained pounds. And God said, "I have sent you hard, healthy vegetables and olive oil for which to cook them." And Satan brought forth chicken fried steak so big it needed its own platter. And man gained pounds, and his bad cholesterol went through the roof. And God brought forth running shoes, and man resolved to lose those extra pounds. And Satan brought forth cable TV and remote control so man would not have to toil to change channels between ESPN and ESPN2. And man gained pounds. And God said, "You're running up the score, devil." And God brought forth the potato and a vegetable naturally low in fat, brimming in nutrition. And Satan peeled off the beautiful, the healthful skin and sliced the starchy center into chips and deep fried them and created sour cream dip. And man clutched his remote control and ate potato chips and swaddled his cholesterol. And Satan saw and said, "It is good." And man went into his cardiac arrest. And God sighed and created quadruple bypass surgery, and Satan created HMOs. I know that's funny, but I'm sorry about that, but I had to read that. But anyway, I want you to know, diet is important. When it comes to our Christian walk, diet is exceedingly important. I'm not here tonight to tell you how to eat regular food. That's not my goal. My goal is to get you spiritually fit. I hope you get the point of what I'm talking about. But praise God. Listen to me. You know what? Another thing about this diet is a lot of sugar is not good for you. And praise God, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. You understand that? Praise God, I want you to know. If the Word of God says something's wrong, I'm going to preach that the Word of God says that it's wrong, not that Dave Long believes it's wrong. I'm going to preach to you that, you know what, all the things that mankind are trying to put out there today that they say is good and that we should accept it. I want you to know I'm not going to accept anything that's not in the Word of God to accept. I will not sugarcoat it. But praise God, you know what? Too much sugar is good for us. And I'm afraid there's too much sugar coming from behind these pulpits in the world, in this country we live in today. Am I right? We try to be too friendly. We want to preach the love of God, and the love of God is good. The love of God is great. But where is the judgment of God whenever it's needed to be preached? And you don't hear it from the pulpits anymore. You don't hear it. You turn on the television and listen to them, and sometimes you don't hear it. You just wonder, what are they hearing? And you see what you're hearing. You wonder why the world is, why that country is in the shape that it's in today. It lies at the feet of the pulpits that's preached in this country today where it lies. It's too much sugarcoating. Too much sugarcoating. I tell you, praise God this evening. I tell you what, let's don't beat in the air for no reason at all. When we throw our punches, let's throw them to hit where it needs to be hit. Whenever we do what God wants us to do, we will be spiritually, physically fit. And praise God, that's what He wants for us. That's what Paul was trying to tell the church in Corinthians here. That's what he tried to tell them. And that's what I want to preach to you this evening. As they come and get a song, I'm done.